How can we overcome our past, not become overwhelmed by the future, and truly feel the happiness of the present moment?
Yes.
Very good question. In fact, I gave a class on this topic in Dallas. Yes. Be not fretful or fearful, be faithful. So fretfulness is about the past. Oh, this went wrong. He did like that. She spoke like that. That happened. Fretfulness. Fearfulness is about the future. What if this goes wrong? That goes wrong. That goes wrong. So the be faithful means we understand that God has a plan, and I just need to do my part in that plan. That way, we can free our mental energy from the past and the future and focus it in the present. So the whole idea is that yes, bad things have happened to us in the past. We ourselves may have done bad things, but Krishna is so expert that he can bring good even out of the bad. So what has happened has happened. In the Mahabharata, it is said that that lamentation achieves nothing except to sap the mental energy of the lamenter. You know, so what has happened? It's over now. Let's close that chapter and move on. So if you understand, if you have this faith that Krishna can bring good even out of the bad, then we can just leave the past behind and focus on the present. Similarly, about the future, as I mentioned in the introduction, I write articles on the Gita every day at Gita Daily. So one such article was, worry is the interest we pay on loans we haven't yet taken. So actually, most of the things we worry about, if we see, 90%, more than 90, 95% of those things, they never happen. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? So we recognize that more this worrying is simply sapping our energy. So the future is in, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. When we have faith in Krishna, we don't know what the future holds for us, but we know that Krishna is always in control, he holds the future. So that way, when I talk about faith, it's not just a conception that God is in control. That faith is actually realized through practice. So if we practice mantra chanting, mantra meditation, if we study the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, that our faith becomes intellectually grounded and it becomes personally experienced. And then we can actually recognize that the past and the future, past is over, Krishna will bring good out of it. Future, no, Krishna will take care of it. Let me focus on the present. So that attitude of devotional service, Krishna, I am here to love and serve you. Please guide me how I can serve you in the present moment. That will help us to fully focus on the present. And that way, we can relish the beauty, the sweetness, the opportunity of the present moment.